Okay. I would like to call the special meeting of the Groveland Community Services District Board of Directors to order with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lost my way for a minute. Do we have any, we have no public here today. Is there anything that I need to say? A special meeting, we're here to keep the Zoom meeting going.
We don't have any public comment on the agenda, but I also don't have any attendees via Zoom or email. So I think we're good to just go ahead and I'll take roll call.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Director Edwards.
Yes.
Director Swan.
Here.
Director Kwiatkowski.
Here.
And Director Mora.
Present.
Four directors present, with John Armstrong being absent.
Rachel, would you mind sharing the agenda? Because nobody has the actual copy of the agenda in here for the purposes of reading the board members making the motion so they can see it on the screen, please.
Yes.
I plugged in my tablet because it was low and it's still plugged in. I did remember cookies. They're out front.
I saw those. I knew Nancy was here because there's cookie dough. I have a question. We just had an election in November. Do we have to take our...
That's happening at the board meeting, the oath of office and everything?
Oath of office in December.
The 13th meeting.
Yeah, okay.
You took office last Friday.
Yeah.
But yeah. The oath of office is
now who takes it? Me?
Bob and John.
Me, Bob, and John. Okay.
Okay.
Can you see my screen?
Yes, thank you.
Very much.
So we are going to go, there's no old business, so we're going to go right to new business. And this is resolution 42-2022.
48-2022.
These are for you to sign.
These aren't.
Oh, I just did.
Can you read
that's
this?
Not today's
resolution. Okay, I'm sorry.
Can you enlarge it a little bit, Rachel?
I can just read it.
I move
to approve resolution 48-2022, ratifying the proclamation of a state of emergency by governor's executive order N-25-20 and order N-29-20, and reauthorizing remote teleconference meetings of the legislative body of the Groveland Community Services District for the period of December 8, 2022 through January 6, 2023.
Second.
Thank you, Bob.
You know, why don't we do this all year long? I mean,
you have to do it month to month.
Yeah, I know month to month, but eventually the governor's going to say it's not an emergency.
It's not. It's
at the end of February.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Then there will be a different procedure.
Rachel,
but we won't have to have monthly meetings to renew it.
Okay,
that's good. Rachel sent everybody the new rule. I don't know if anybody had a chance to look at it.
It's pretty much the same as the old Brown Act rules, except you don't have to make your house a public accommodation.
Yeah, Spencer, just this morning I did send over, it's AB 2449, and there's also another one that goes associated with that, with allowing districts to kick out inappropriate people, I guess, also. But I did send you over the link this morning because I kind of thought this was going to come up, but we will be adopting a new policy in January.
Good.
That's wonderful news. Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah. All right. So is there any other comment on this item?
Yeah, Bob seconded it. Yeah,
no, I was just saying that we're waiting on someone to create a draft policy that we can copy. If we don't see one soon, show up on the listserv or through CSDA, then we'll take a stab at writing it. You have to have that policy to be able to implement the new rules.
Okay.
It's a hot topic.
To get to excuse people from your meeting?
No, the main purpose of it is to allow someone who meets certain specified conditions to be able to attend your meeting remotely.
Okay.
One of the elected officials. So if you had...
it's under the Just Cause Act, right, Pete?
Yes.
Yes.
But you have to have a quorum in person in order for that to happen.
Yes.
You were able to under this.
Yeah.
All right. So do we get to vote on this? Is it time to vote?
Yes, it is. I'll go ahead and do that. It was moved by Director Mora, seconded by Director Swan, to approve Resolution 48-2022, ratifying the proclamation of the state emergency by Governor's Executive Order N-25-20 and Order N-29-20, and reauthorize remote teleconference meetings of the legislative body of the Groveland Community Services District for the period of December 8, 2022 through January 6, 2023, pursuant to Brown Act provisions. I'll now call for the vote. Director Edwards?
Aye.
Director Swan?
Aye.
Director Kwiatkowski?
Aye.
And Director Mora?
Aye.
And the motion carries 4 in favor, 1 absent.
Woohoo!
Right. Woohoo!
Okay.
Well,
have a good meeting.
Spencer, do you want to adjourn the meeting?
I mean, I was off by a day. My SDRMA meeting is tomorrow.
Oh, so you came in yesterday for ours.
Yes, I was.
And CSDA is tomorrow.
I had just too many concerts had just thrown me off, and I had no idea what day of the week it was. I don't know. It was pretty weird.
Oh, gosh.
Like a time warp.
Is there anything else on the agenda? I don't have a copy.
There is nothing else on the agenda. You can adjourn.
Let's do adjourn. What do you think?
Okay. Yep. It is 10:09.
That was a fascinating. I think being able to attend these meetings via Zoom is way important.
Oh, yeah.